Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. I'm so thrilled to welcome you here today to the radio show. We have a fabulous guest, Linda J. Wells, who's going to talk to us about magnetizing your money mojo, which I think, frankly, everybody could use. You know, I mean, no matter what you're doing, when you can magnetize your own money and know that you can draw more in, so that you can live the abundant life that you wanted to live, that you are here to live, to be that abundance in the world. It is so powerful. So before we get started, I want to just have everybody create an intention for this particular show. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want? How do you want to listen to the gifts, the gold, the juicy ahas that you're going to get, all of this divine downloads, all of that information? How do you want to take it and move it into the world? How do you want to integrate the energy, the knowledge, the awarenesses that you're going to get and bring it into the world around you? So we say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to be here together, to commune with one another, to connect with one another, to receive the gold, to receive the understanding, the divine downloads. We are so grateful. And so it is. All right. Welcome. Elizabeth, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, buddy, before we get started with Linda, are you back in, let me just ask you, are you back in Spain or are you still in the UK?
No, I'm still in the UK and things are going wonderfully. So nice. Staying here for another week or so.
Nice. How wonderful that is to be able to do your work no matter where you are in the world.
It is. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It truly is.
I think that is one of the biggest things for me in building my business. It is really about having the connection anywhere in the world, because what we have now is this incredible opportunity in a way that we never have before in the history of humanity. We can connect instantly with anybody anywhere in the world, and we can bring our work out into the world. You know, energy knows no bounds. Energy knows no bounds. So, like Linda, for example, can work with anybody in the world. I can work with anybody in the world. You can work with anybody in the world. And we didn't have that opportunity, 20 years ago. Not the way we do now. We didn't have the systems. I mean, heck, Blog Talk Radio didn't. You had to listen to somebody who was local, right? You had to build your business with someone who was local. And what we have now is this incredible, incredible opportunity to expand our businesses, to reach out anywhere in the world. And that, I got to tell you, that just lights me up. It turns me on. Because when I just want to share a little story. We'll get right into you, Linda. Hang on one second. But, years ago when I was home full time with my daughter, when she was little, right, I used to think, oh, man, I could just do some, I was a legal secretary for years before that. And I loved my job. I really did. I had a great job. I had a great, I worked with a partner in a corporate law firm in D.C. And it was, you know, it was pretty high-powered stuff. And this was a guy who, you know, was submitting filings at the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, it was a job that I loved, and I had a lot of responsibility. I was very organized, you know. You know, I'm very organized anyway. But the thing is, when I decided to stay home with my daughter when she was born, it was like that's what I wanted more than anything in the world. And then it was like, well, now how do I make money? You know, like, that's, you know, because I wanted to at least somewhat replace our income. And this didn't exist back then. I mean, heck, we were just starting to get computers at that point in time. And so to see what has happened and to, you know, I have such a huge appreciation for this because of where I was, you know, 25, my daughter's 25 now, I guess, 20, how old is she? You know, all those years ago that didn't exist and it does now. And that is, to me, just so incredible. And, you know, my team is all over the world, which I think is so cool. You know, it's like my clients are all over the world. My team is all over the world. You can build a business like this, and it, and you can have abundance and sit at home and look at, you know, look out at the window and see the squirrels running around in the trees in front of you. I mean, it's, you know, that's what you can do now that you couldn't do 25 years ago, and I think that's just so cool. So, all right. And Linda's going to help all of you access that capability, because when you can bring in your money, guys, when you can bring that in, oh, hello, right? How powerful is that? And, oh, let me say one more little thing before we get going. I have a class that's starting next week called Tap Into Your Divine Business. Linda's going to take us through some tapping today, and Linda's brilliant at it. She did some with me this week, and it was just like fabulous, fabulous. She's going to take us through some tapping, and that's the stuff that for me, I have really based a lot of my work on is this tapping that we're going to do. So, you know, it's 4 weeks of free class. Man, you want to get over there and get signed up for this class because it's going to be fabulous. So, all right, having said that, let me go straight into Linda J. Wells, who has been, you know, she's got her degree, her master's degree in counselor education. Sorry. She's been trained and certified in EFT, clinical hypnotherapy. She's a Reiki master, a licensed minister, a clairvoyant. She's been trained and authorized by Margaret Lynch to teach Margaret's Tapping Into Wealth program. She's also the author of the forthcoming book, Love is the Essence of Healing. And she's got 30 years experience as a counselor and trainer. She's brilliant. She's really brilliant. So, Linda, hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, you, wow, who's that?
Helping,
oh, I know her.
The doors magnetize their money mojo, right? So that they can do,
yes,
what they love and get paid well for it.
Yes.
How'd you get started?
How did I get started?
Hmm.
Well, you mean in life or with the mojo thing?
Well, the mojo thing. Let's go there.
So, you know, I've always wanted to make money, and I've always wanted to make it easy. Right? Like many of us,
right?
And I worked with affirmations, you know. I remember when Louise Hay's book first came out, and Sanaya Roman, and it all sounded so wonderful, so easy. But, you know, it didn't quite work for me. It, you know, I could never achieve the success that I thought I should be getting. So it's only been within the last less than a year, really, that I've connected the inner programming and beliefs that are running in our subconscious to why we can't make affirmations work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if our subconscious doesn't believe it and tells us something opposite, you know, no matter what we say on the outside, it's not going to achieve what we're wanting. So, so I came up with this, and I don't know, I just came up with mojo because I remember that song, I Got My Mojo Working.
Oh, nice.
And it just seemed like, right? And
yeah.
Just
let me stop you for 1 second. The book that you're referring to that I, well, the one that I was thinking of when I said, oh, I love that book. Sanaya Rahman wrote this book called Creating Money. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she wrote a number of other books, and I love her books. And by the way, guys, every one of my affirmations has her music underlying it because her music is channeled music. You know, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful music. And to each person, you know, to each their own, some people love listening to hard-hitting, you know, music and love, you know, those strong, you know, whatever affirmations. Like, that's not my style. My style is much calmer, much, you know, like you can sleep, you can listen to them in the background, you can listen to them as you're going to sleep kind of thing. And I love Sanaya Rahman stuff. I think she doesn't pronounce her name like that. It's so funny. Sanaya Rahman, I think, is how she pronounces it. But her book is called Creating Money. She also has a number of others. But that book, I think I've read it 5 times, you know, and that was, I agree with you, that was sort of a beginning for me on creating, you know, learning about how to use affirmations and visualizations. That was my forerunner to being a hypnotherapist. Was that you
too?
Yeah. So, I mean, she definitely was a trailblazer. Same with Louise. Yeah.
Yes, both of them very influential in my life. And, yeah, so I forgot what I was saying. So the idea of having being a magnet, first of all, because I work with a lot of energy. You know, I do Reiki and I use a lot of Donna Eden stuff, and I do believe that we are made up of energy and we're all interconnected on the web of the world, right?
Yeah.
And the mojo is about getting ourselves into alignment with what we want so that we can be in that flow. So if your mojo isn't working for you, you're not going to get what you want.
Right.
You need to really, really pay attention to it and do some things, which I'll talk about, to get it more in alignment. And it's, you know, it's the law of attraction in a kind of a different way, because law of attraction is really about positive thinking and affirmations and creating from what you want, right? But if you're not clear and you're not working on those subconscious beliefs, then it's really not going to work the way you intend.
Yeah. So that's actually really interesting, that the conversation about alignment, which you and I have had conversations about this off, you know, aside from this conversation right here. You know, to me, alignment is, and actually affirmations are a declaration. It's like, this is what I'm declaring to the universe that I want to be in alignment with, right? I want to be in alignment with, you know, a full list of divine clients, fabulous clients. I want to be in alignment with being, you know, this person who is able to attract my divine clients to me. I want, you know, so then you say, I am a divine client attractor. And, of course, everything that is not in alignment with that is going to come up and go, no, you're not. Who do you think you are? Well, who are you kidding? You're right. You know, all of that.
Right.
That's the area that you have to work on, and that's the area that you specifically work on with people as well, right? You know,
yes.
In working,
yes.
Clearing out so that they can be in alignment, because I promise you, when you're in alignment, it shows up. Yes?
It sure does. Yes. In a big way.
When you're not, it shows up.
Yeah.
Right?
And the thing is,
what you believe, take a look at your life.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think about yourself as a successful business person, for example, but you look at your debt, you look at your savings, you look at your income, and it's not reflecting that, then there's something underlying there that's going on.
Yeah.
And you need to line those things up.
Well, and let's think about that, because don't you think that success evolves and changes as you grow? Like, to me,
oh, yeah.
So different 5 years ago than what it is today, right?
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, although I would say, yes, I'm successful, right? And I can see that, oh, there's more evolution and more opportunity and more growth and more, mm-hmm. you know, more to grow into, right? So that doesn't mean I'm not successful. Right. It means that I've got more success I want to create.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're happy with where you're at in this present moment, that's awesome. You know, then you probably don't need to be doing any of this work if you're
Plus,
not happy.
To decide, and you, but we're ever-evolving people, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's always going to change and move. I mean, that's the nature of the universe, the nature of the divine is to
mm-hmm.
So where you are right now, it may have been what you wanted to be in alignment with 5 years ago, and now you are in alignment with it. Now you have more alignment that you want.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, look at that. I want that, right? Like, oh, now how do I get in alignment with that? Yeah. So talk about the three steps to magnetizing your money mojo. I know that you have three steps, main steps, and I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, I have several, but I picked out the three that I thought would be most pertinent and that we'd have time for.
Right, right, right. Can you tell us about them? Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing really is to get clear. You need to be clear about what you want. And, you know, I have this one client who had a goal of $100,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And then the next time she changed it, and it was 150. And then the next time it was something different. Well, if you're not clear about what you want, how is the universe going to respond to your desires? How is the universe going to deliver to you what you want if you don't know what it is?
Yeah, is she changing it? I'm curious. Is she changing it because she's gaining more information and she's honing it in, or is she changing it because she gets, I mean, if you go from 100 to 150, that's like, to me, that's getting clear. Oh, you know what? 100 isn't really quite enough. I really need more. But then if you change it again, it's, I don't know, like maybe your work is allowing her to expand her possibilities.
Well, that would have been a good thing, but in this case...
That was not this situation, huh?
It was not this situation. No, she just wasn't able to... she had a lot of beliefs running in the background that wouldn't even allow her to set a goal like that for herself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm curious about that. Like, so if you have a... I would say, okay, so everybody, like, pick a number that you would like to create in your experience, like a financial number. How much do you want to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the work begins, right?
Then the work begins, yeah.
But yeah, all the, yeah, right, or yeah, but, and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and,
but I
and even the choice of a number, there's almost a science to it. Because you don't want to make it so far out mm-hmm. of your realm of possibilities or even your realm of fantasy. Like, if I were to say today I'd like to earn $5 million, well, great, Linda, go ahead. But, you know, you got to be kidding me. My mind can't go there yet, right? A million, maybe, right? But for some, it's just getting to $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a client who is earning very little money for mm-hmm. us. You know, it works for her, but she, to go to $100,000 was not even in the realm of her possibility.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To reduce it to something that was believable after the work.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I can remember as a hypnotherapist, when I was doing the hypnotherapy training, right, I can remember them telling us, if you have someone who hasn't exercised and you want them to be successful, you don't tell them to go out and walk a mile. You tell them to put on the shoes and go to the post office, right? Or go to their postal box, right? Just get the shoes on and go outside. go to the end of the block. Something, you start with something small that's doable, and then they have success with that, and then they come back and they expand it. So it's really the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, exactly the same thing. You start with where you're at. You look at something a little bit further. Push the envelope.
Yeah.
You know, so it may be double what you're making right now. It may be a little further than that.
Mm-hmm.
So but and then we can tap on that because it is going to trigger you.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to push up those beliefs.
Yeah, it will. I mean, you'll have all kinds of, but that's going to be, you know, my personal favorite. I'll just, you know, show my panties here. My personal favorite, but it's going to be too hard.
Yeah.
Much.
Right.
People want too much, and I won't be able to deliver in the way that I want to deliver. You know, like my stuff will come up like, you know, that kind of fear comes up around expanding to where I feel called to go.
Yeah,
and I know that that's, I mean, and that's just normal. That's just human, right? It's not.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we all have those beliefs, you know, but for some it may be like someone who's already making $5 million, maybe they can't make 10,
mm-hmm.
right? Because something is always going to be in there. We're not born and come through our lifetime without any of the that negative talk, you know, somewhere along the line, there is going to be something in there, and that, you know, for some it's harder, and others it's easier to reveal it, right? And then tap on it. So
yeah, I think that's true.
Mhm. But I love the idea of us being magnets because we are magnets. I mean, we have a magnetic field that science can measure. You know, they do an MRI to look at your magnetic field and see how it's, you know, if it's dissonant or, you know, not in an alignment or a, you know, perfect way around your body, right? And that's where they can tell for disease.
Right.
So if we're always magnetizing things to us, then how important is that to be in alignment with what you want to attract and bring toward you rather than magnetically attracting something you don't want? And that would happen if your belief system is not allowing you to attract the things that you're wanting.
So, okay, so your first step was get clear about what you want. So what's the next step?
So the next step is to get connected.
Ooh, I like, yeah.
I mean, this is a really important one because if you're not connected to your higher self, to the divine, to your angels, whatever, you know, the universe, whatever you use for your higher inspiration, it's going to be really challenging for you to kind of get out of your own way and trust and believe, right? And you can do that in a lot of ways. You know, you can meditate. You could run. I know a lot of runners who get into that meditative space while they're running. Swimming, you know, it doesn't have to be exercise either. It can be, for some people, you know, the act of cooking, not for me, but for others.
You read my mind. I'm like, yeah, no.
They really get into that meditative space.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
really, and it puts them into a zone, you know. So you want to do the thing that puts you in a zone that you can create from, that you can receive information, or as you say, get your downloads.
Yeah, everybody gets downloads, and everybody gets connected, the thing is that you're talking about is conscious connection. It's like I choose to actually open myself up to receive the information I want. It's about and recognizing it too. The other piece of it is recognizing.
The cool thing is the more you do it, the more natural it becomes.
Absolutely.
So then it's not like, oh, I'm going to connect today. I'm going to meditate and connect with my higher self.
I'm laughing because that's exactly how it was for me in the beginning. It was like I had to consciously activate that energy because I just didn't know. And then as I started to recognize my own intuition and started to acknowledge it, it became easier and easier, and now it's just like breathing. So, and I recognize it immediately, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, unless there's something major, you know, that I'm feeling pulled or, you know, pushed or, you know what I mean, there's this sort of conflict of energy in there, then I have to clear the energy, as you said, right, and get connected.
Yeah. And the other thing is that when you first start out, it's like training a muscle.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy to start meditating right off the bat. I don't know anybody who could just sit right down, having never meditated before, and go into this nice, clear zone, you know.
Yeah.
For more than 30 seconds, you know, because your monkey mind is always going to plague you and get chattering and you're going to be distracted, but the more you do it, the longer you can go, and so it's
also
practice.
I think the more you do it, the more you recognize, and the more it becomes, oh, that's what's supposed to be happening, you know, rather than like, am I doing this right? Wait, is, you know,
what
it's supposed to be like, you know, which is the monkey mind that you're talking about.
Right, and the more fun you have doing it.
Definitely.
Because, you know, when you're in connection with your higher self and the divine, and you're getting those downloads, that is so cool.
You know? Goodness, it's wonderful.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So what's your third step? Once they get connected, they get clear, and then they get connected, boom, what's the third step to magnetize their money mojo?
Get playful.
Ooh.
Yeah. Play is so important. Here's the thing. When we play, it's almost like we release something. Can't even explain it yet, but it's not even that zone of the meditation and the connection. It's something else that frees us up. It gets us away from our day-to-day tasks. It gets us away from our business. Takes our mind out of that zone, that mindset, right? And puts us in a different space where we're creating, we're having fun, and fun changes your brain. You know, when you're having fun, you change your energy. It lightens you up. I had an experience recently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, this is a really good one. All right, go ahead. You had an experience with.
I had an experience recently where I was just really working on a lot of different things and just very focused and in my head. And I had an invitation to go to a movie with a friend. And I really wanted to go, but I thought, oh, I feel guilty. No, I've got so much work to do. And finally, you know, it was just push comes to shove, and I had to go. So I went, and I didn't even want to see the movie. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't interested, but I went with her just to spend some time with my friend, and I really enjoyed the movie, and I enjoyed that time away from my work. And the next day, when I came back, I had so much more focus, so much more concentration, so many more ideas coming to me. I was just so surprised. It's like, where did this come from? And it was really about getting out and freeing myself from almost like the bonds of being, you know, literally tied to your computer, tied to your marketing, you know. It was really amazing. So I am telling my clients now to actually schedule time in their calendar just for play. You know, just put it in there, because if it's on your calendar,
Yeah, and you know, it's really funny because last week we had Charlotte Raines Dixon on, who was talking mm-hmm. about actually writing, you know, writing copy and, you know, well, writing period. But one of the things she referenced was the artist's way, which tells yeah. you in that book, she tells you, Julie Cameron, who is the one who wrote it, tells mm-hmm. you to go have dates with yourself where you go play and do things like that. So this yeah. is exactly, this is, okay, so this is twice now that you're giving fabulous, you know, advice, and everybody who's listening, you know, this is twice now, you're hearing the same thing. So that's really good. Good confirmation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you... You know, like, would you say go make a list of the things that you like to do? Because, honestly, you'll forget, and then you'll get involved and forget to go play. I mean, like,
that's,
you know what I mean?
That's probably a good idea, yeah. For some people, it's a list. For other people, it's like making some kind of a collage of fun things that you like to do. Or some people just know what feeds them, right?
Let me ask you. But what if your business is play? I'm just curious.
Are you speaking of yourself now?
Yeah, kind of.
well,
not the only
yeah.
one.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, our business we do consider as fun, right? But doing something different, changing the paradigm, changing up the routine, I think that's the piece that really takes you away and puts you outside of yourself, right? And, you know, you can read a juicy novel, get some crayons and color in a coloring book. And you don't have to stay within the lines. You know, you're grown-ups now. You can go all over the paper. Or paint your toenails in an outrageous color. And then every time you look down, you feel happy.
Right.
It can be something as simple as that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And staying connected to that feeling of play, of pure joy, lightens your energy, and then it gives you a reference point to connect to when you're going for your goal. You know, and it magnetizes your money mojo. Cool, huh?
Hi, I think Reverend Anne's just dropped off the line. She'll be calling back in straight away.
Okay.
Okay, let me just see if she's still in the chat room. There she is. Straight back in. I so get what you mean, Linda, about the light play energy. I've got a little girl, a little three-year-old, and when we'd go do colouring in or when we do something like that, it just completely, you know, it just creates a block where, you know, all of a sudden you're not thinking about your business, and then you go back with a really
yeah.
fresh mind. Anne's back on the line. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
You've got
I don't know what happened, but I got booted off, and then my computer went down, so everything was gone. So, all right, I'm back.
Ooh.
We're all back.
Yay!
In. Yay! All this energy. I'll talk about play. It was like, okay,
yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, Anne went off to play.
Yes, I went off to play. I definitely am coachable. I will take the advice and I'll go do it, obviously.
Oh, that's so funny. You're terrible.
Oh, that's...
So where were you?
Yeah.
Well, don't be honest. All right, so go to the – keep going because I've got to catch up now.
Yeah, I was mentioning how staying connected to that that feeling of play, it puts us into that a space of joy. It really changes your energy. And then when you are working on a big goal, you can go back to that reference point. It's like law of attraction again. You know, you find a place in you where you had excitement and really a lot of enthusiasm, and you can connect to that and use that playtime for your business.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So how, I'm sorry, I've lost my total thought of what that was. Now, like,
let's all ground.
So funny. I know, really. Okay, so here's the question I have. Then how does this actually, frankly, create more money? Is it because you get more divine downloads? Is it, like, because, okay, opening, and I, you know, I mean, I understand about energy and all of that. I really do. And I'm a big believer in self-care, all of that. You're talking about play, which is going out and actually having a date with yourself kind of thing. You know, you didn't say that, I said that, but, you know, actually going and doing playful kind of things. How does that actually open up the flow?
Yeah.
Creating more money.
So, So when we feel that energy of enthusiasm and happiness, it changes us to feel more hopeful, right? It brings that in. And when we feel happy, when we think about our business, we go out and we talk to people. And they notice how we are coming across as someone happy. I just worked with somebody who, when we started out, she wanted to just chuck the whole thing. She was so unhappy about the way her business was going that she was even thinking about doing a career change and doing something totally different. And we worked together, and she said she was walking down the hall recently, and one of her team members said, and it's true, her whole countenance has changed, and her business is starting to grow. She's getting more clients coming in, and she recently made a really important connection where that's going to open up more possibilities for growth for her business. So it takes us out of ourselves, really, because especially if we're working at home alone, we can really get into that vortex of negative self-talk, right? Oh, this isn't working. Oh, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. What am I doing? Why am I here? Right?
You really do have to have a lot of support during, especially in those early years, to get out of that space, because that's the hardest. It's just the hardest. So much where you're required to step into faith. And I agree. The play especially in those early, play all the time is important. Whether it doesn't matter, play is important. I agree.
Teresa
asked, what is a healthy amount of time to schedule for play each week?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think that depends on you. What is appropriate? For me, that 2 hours at a movie, that did it. And I'm still kind of riding high off of that. And that was about 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
But I do try to now put like a half hour into my schedule. So every Monday, I have a half an hour dedicated to playing. And sometimes it's just
love that.
Walking down
to
the cafe.
What you do during that half hour. Give us some examples.
Oh, I have a ton of books that I have not read yet that I'm trying to catch up on. So I'll just read one chapter.
Okay.
You know, or I'll put on my clothes and my shoes and I'll walk down to the cafe. You know, and it's, I always think about doing, but do I do it? No.
Nice. That actually reminds me of one of the things I used to do when I was first starting the business. I realized that I had to get out of the house in order to, because I would always do more or do something. I would focus differently, right? So I would go to like the Barnes & Noble or Starbucks or someplace like that, Panera Bread, whatever it was, and I would just sit and do work there for, a couple of hours, because it just helped me get out of my own space, which I know is different from actually going or creating your vision board or coloring or painting or whatever it is that you do. But it really did help a lot with that, shifting the energy of it.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. I live in San Francisco, so it takes me about 20 minutes to get to the ocean.
Yeah.
And I love just going and sitting, you know, in my car, because it's really windy and dusty up here. But I'll sit in my car and I'll just watch the water.
Yep.
And that is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, like you said, it gets me out of my space and takes me somewhere that's beautiful, that I love, and really puts me into a different headspace.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I live 20 minutes from the water, too, from the ocean, the other side.
Right.
That is so funny. Oh, my goodness. I love that. So,
yeah, so it doesn't have to be long.
Let's do some tapping.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it. I have a script that I wrote.
Okay.
to magnetize your money mojo. Now, I know that people listening may or may not be familiar with EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. So I'm going to just walk us through the points as we go. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. So we'll start by tapping on the karate chop point, and this is the outside of your hand. Most people use their dominant hand for tapping, and you just use the first two fingers of your hand, of your right-handed, first two fingers of your right hand. And we start by tapping on the karate chop point, which is obviously where you would do a karate chop, okay? So we'll start there, and just keep tapping as you say this. And Anne, do you want to be my echo?
Yep, I'll do that.
All right, great. Even though I feel stuck in my business.
Even though I feel stuck in my business.
Even though I feel stuck in my money.
Even though I feel stuck in my money.
I'd like to be a magnet in my money mojo.
I want to be a magnet in my money mojo.
But I'm afraid I just can't do it.
But I'm afraid I just can't do it.
I'm stuck.
I'm stuck.
My money mojo is not working for me.
My money mojo is broken. No, I'm just kidding.
But I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I feel stuck.
Even though I feel stuck.
And my money mojo is broken.
My money mojo is broken.
It's not working for me the way I'd like it to.
It's not working for me the way I want it to.
It's not attracting what I want.
It's not attracting what I want.
I would like to get my mojo working.
I'd like to get my money mojo working.
I'd like to be in the flow.
I'd like to be in the flow.
I'd like to feel that $100,000 vibe.
I want to feel that $100,000 vibe.
And I honor myself where I am right now.
And I honor myself where I am right now.
All right, so now we're going to tap through the points, and we start at the top of the head and just tap there about 6 or 7 times. Sometimes I feel that my magnet isn't working for me.
Sometimes I feel that my magnet isn't working for me.
And then we go to the inside of the eye, underneath the eyebrow, that it's repelling instead of attracting.
It is repelling instead of attracting.
Now we go to the outside of the eye, on the bone. Miracles and possibilities and money into my life.
Miracles and possibility and money what?
Into my life.
Into my life.
And then on the bone underneath the eye. But I would love to have a big old miracle in my life right now.
I would love to have a big old miracle in my life right now.
Top of the head. A miracle that would magnetize my money mojo.
A miracle that would magnetize my money mojo.
To attract.
To attract.
Now, inside of the eye. I'm watching for those miracles now.
I'm watching for those miracles now.
Outside of the eye. Starting today.
Starting today.
Under the eye. I'm watching to see how I can magnetize my money mojo.
I'm watching to see how I can magnetize my money mojo.
And now under the nose, how I can align with my my brilliance.
My brilliance.
And then on the chin underneath the lip, my inspirations.
My inspiration.
Top of the head, my ideas.
My ideas.
Inside the eye. And my creativity.
And my creativity.
Outside of the eye. And get that mojo working for me.
That mojo working for me.
Under the eye. I would love to have a fabulous.
I would love to have a fabulous.
Under the nose. Magnetized.
Magnetized.
On the lip. Money mojo.
Money mojo.
Top of the head. A mojo that works for me, 24/7.
A mojo that works for me.
24/7.
24/7.
Inside of the eye. And I'm opening myself up right now.
And I'm opening myself up right now.
Outside of the eye. To magnetizing my money mojo for my highest good.
To magnetizing my money mojo for my highest good.
Under my eye. Under the eye. And for the highest.
And for the highest.
Good of all the people I work with.
Good of all the people I work with.
And then the chin. And all the people I come in contact with.
All the people I come in contact with.
Top of the head. Because I know when my mojo is working.
Because I know when my mojo is working.
Inside of the eye. Then I am in alignment.
Then I am in alignment.
Outside of the eye. And in the flow with the universe.
And in the flow with the universe.
Under the eye. The universe wants me to be working my mojo.
The universe wants me to be working my mojo.
Under the nose. The universe wants me to be in alignment with my money mojo.
The universe wants me to be in alignment with my money mojo.
Chin point. So starting today.
So starting today.
Top of the head. Starting right now.
Starting right now.
Inside of the eye. I'm committing myself.
I'm committing myself.
Outside of the eye. And I am stepping up and saying yes.
I am stepping up and saying yes.
Under the eye. Yes to magnetizing my money mojo.
Yes to magnetizing my money mojo.
Chin point. And yes to attracting more money for me doing the work I love.
And yes to more money for me doing the work I love.
Okay, take a deep breath.
Nice.
So just check in with yourself and see how that feels. And if I suggest that if people have thoughts or ideas or other things coming up, that they just make a note of them in their journal or on a piece of paper for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And may come have stuff come up that you want to tap on yourself.
You know, it was interesting that I, even during that, I had a big yawn, which is great because that's a sign of energy release. And,
yeah.
you know how doesn't matter. I thought that was really interesting. And the other interesting thing for me was you didn't go into the points below the face. So that's an interesting new kind of technique. And I remember somebody teaching me something called Faster EFT about a year ago. And it was really interesting because they just completely missed, like, a lot of the points. They went over a few of them. So I was wondering, I'm curious about that, if you don't mind me asking that piece. But a different...
No, it was totally kind of intuitive.
Oh,
to
gotcha.
Not go into how to get the collar point and how to get the underarm point. And in fact, at first I missed under nose and the chin point.
Right.
And I was just kind of, why did I do that? I never do that.
Right, right. No, well, then I can tell you, that for me is why I don't guide, because I can't. It's for me because I'm going into I'm connecting in with the energy of the people who are on the call with me, and I'm feeling it and downloading.
Mm-hmm.
It's very left brain to be able to tell the points and then say the
yeah.
tell the points, say the it's like, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah,
where am I?
Yeah, right, exactly. I it doesn't work for me to do that. So I was curious about that, if that was something that you were having, you know, either your own experience with, or if that was intentional, or, you know, since it's intuitive, I think that's really interesting. So obviously those higher points and around the face were the most important points for this. So thank you for that. Yeah, that was really great.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was fun.
I love tapping. I love tapping.
I do too.
Tapping just completely changed my life, and on so many levels, not just on the emotional level, but also on my business level. So tapping, tapping is amazing. It's amazing.
It's a gift. It's a miracle.
It is. It really is a gift.
So I wanted to leave everybody with one last thing.
Yeah.
And besides play, the importance of celebrating everything.
Mm.
So the energy of celebration, when you celebrate even something as simple as doing the dishes, you know, or, oh, I put on one sock, yay, you know. When you get into that, you actually create new neural pathways in your brain. And it's actually trademarked by Margaret Lynch. It's retrain your brain to celebrate progress. And so everything you do, celebrate it. Don't wait until it's perfect, because, you know, there is no perfect. It can always be done better or differently or changed. But as we celebrate all the little things, then we're more able to make big things and celebrate those too.
Right,
so,
right.
That's kind of my last thought.
I love that. I love that. Celebration is so, and, you know, just like really enjoying what you're doing, whatever it is so important.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever it is, you know.
I know that's a little different from celebrating that you're talking about. I get that.
Yeah.
Because celebration is a different experience than just enjoying, right? I think celebrating is like really acknowledging and retraining your brain. Oh, I just love that. You know, I love whatever, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Washing dishes.
Yeah. And doing a happy dance. You know, I did it. Yay. You know, and actually, I had a client actually sent me videos of her doing a happy dance. It was the funniest thing I ever saw.
Aw. I'm just trying to think about, like, I love to fold clothes. Like, that's one of my things that I love doing. And I don't want my housekeeper to do it, because then I have to refold them, because I have certain ways I fold. Is anybody else like that? I mean, am I that anal that I have my, like, because I know how they fit in the drawer, and I know how I like my things folded, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but for me, I don't feel like I'm celebrating unless it's at the end of a big pile. I'm like, okay, yay, I got it done, you know. But before, about the experience of doing it, which is, for me, fun. I love doing it. It feels, it's soothing. It's tangible. It's kinesthetic. And it results in a beautiful, neat, organized pile, or several different organized piles, as opposed to one big heap of, you know, mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's not celebrating.
It's almost like instant gratification, because you accomplished something in a very short time, and you're done, and it looks wonderful, and you're happy, you know, and you can move on.
But here's the other thing for me. When I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of money, right? So I always did laundry. I don't know why, but I just always did. But now when I do laundry, for me it's about abundance. Like, I have an abundance of cloths that I wash my dishes with, or, you know, or tea towels, or, you know, whatever. Fill in the blank. It feels abundant, and it feels beautiful. All right, I'm getting a note. Elizabeth, we need to get you to share your free offering, please.
Yes, I love this. So this is the first session in my 8-week program, and I've recorded it, and the worksheet is there
to be downloaded, and also a tapping script, and it's called a money map. And this is going to give you a picture of where you are with your savings, your debt, your income goal. And it's going to lead you all the way through it. It takes about a half an hour, depending on how often you stop and record things. So as you go through the session, write down your thoughts, just follow the instructions, and then do the tapping at the end. And then let me know how it goes, because I'd really like to hear from people.
Can you tell us what the URL is?
Yes, I was just going to do that.
Okay.
It's LindaJWells.com, LindaJWells, WELLS.com, /money.
Nice. Okay, and Elizabeth is going to post that in the chat room, plus it will be on the Blog Talk Radio the page for your information here on Blog Talk. It will also be posted, guys, on Divinely Intuitive Business, the Divinely Intuitive Business page in Facebook, as well as the event page in Facebook. So you'll have lots of different places. That's lindajwells.com/money-map-session. Linda, thank you so much for being here. We are so grateful.
Thank you.
The tapping was awesome. I want to also, thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. She sent me a note. Remind you guys also the Tap Into Your Divine Business.com class, which starts next week. It's 4 weeks. So you're going to get lots of tapping. It's very different from what Linda does as far as like the money map. We're going to be talking on, working on the conversations that are stopping you from, being more visible, about stepping up. Linda works specifically on the money issues and all of the conversations around money, which is really powerful. We're going to be working on your business. So both of them are a perfect match. Go to Linda's and download her Money Map session. Go to Tap Into Your Divine Business and sign up for the class. And we will see you guys next week on the call. I want to say a blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today with us live, for being part of this. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world in a powerful way, because the divine needs you to be that expression in the world. Without you, there is no expression of the divine in the world. It requires your touch, your words, your generosity, your love, to be that perfect expression, to be changing the world, to be touching the world. You've been called to do something powerful. Be that, share it, give that love to the world. And so we say thank you, and so it is. Go get your divine on, everyone. We will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.